You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
I gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
That is from the amazing movie Office Space, which just happens to capture how weird office life can be. There are all sorts of unwritten rules about how to behave, rules that, for the most part, you only learn from experience, often embarrassing experience. Or you could just read Ross McCammon's book, Works Well With Others. He came in to talk about it, and we decided to do the interview in the middle of our office, where boxes are piled up for our renovation. Thanks, Ross.
Thank you for having me.
I want to dive right into one of the chapters, which is how to make small talk.
Yes.
We have stolen a guinea pig from our staff, Tobin Lowe, who doesn't really know what's coming his way.
That makes two of us. So.
Yeah, good. Hi, random person I pulled in from the office.
How's it going?
Great, great. Weird room.
Yeah, it is kind of a weird room. There's a lot of boxes going on in here.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think these boxes are for?
Oh, man. Definitely illegal stuff.
Why would you say that?
I'm distrustful of any boxes that are stacked and unlabeled, which is a lot is happening here.
That's a good point. And there seem to be boxes stacked in boxes, which is also weird.
A little Ouroboros of boxes happening, I feel.
Exactly.
You both look really awkward.
But I have an observation, though.
Okay, go.
He did something. He took it from small talk to medium talk because he sort of said, I am distrustful of. And so all of a sudden, his take on the boxes became some reflection on him. And that is generous, telling me something about you. And now all of a sudden, we're in medium talk, which is, you know, a lot better.
What is medium talk?
Well, medium talk is observations and not reports, basically. That's the idea. It's and which is inherently more personal.
All right, you did well. Get out of here. Awkwardness runs throughout this entire book. I would say awkwardness seems to be the theme.
Yes.
Are these all things you learned by screwing up?
Yeah. And there's actually a chapter in the book where I basically endorse screwing up. It's ways in which you must screw up early on. There's a handy checklist. And
what are the ways in which you must screw up?
Well, I think it changes for everybody. For me, I mean, the first thing I did as an employee at Esquire was I went to the men's room, as one does, and I saw what I assumed was a fellow employee there, and I said, "Hi, I'm Ross." And I went out to, I reached out to shake his hand, and at that moment, we both looked at each other and thought, is this really happening? There's a rule, there's an unwritten rule in the workplace, and that's you don't shake hands in the restroom. So that was my first official social act, and that was a screw up. And I no longer cringe about it, but I did cringe about it. But there are other things that we do. I think there's, you know, we screw up at our jobs, and I think that's another thing that we should allow ourselves to do, because if you're not screwing up early on, I think you're probably overqualified.
I like that chapter. There's another one that I'm particularly fond of, which is how to drink with your boss.
Yeah. The first rule of drinking with your boss is don't drink more than your boss.
So how do I do that? Like, we wander into the bar, the party, you know, office holiday party is coming up. That's just a landmine many people.
How
do I navigate that?
Yeah. But what's weird about the holiday party is that you have to look at it as it's still the office, you know, and it's not like the rules of office politics don't apply in that situation. So I think the first thing to do when you go in there is you say hi to the boss, because what you want to do, what you want to have the option of, is leaving whenever you want to. And that's the key. You know, don't drink too much, but also leave before you think you want to. And when you leave, just leave.
There is a name for this, and I feel like since your last name is McCammon and mine is O'Leary, we can call it.
Yeah. It's the Irish exit, the Irish goodbye, which is really odd because Irish people love to say goodbye. So my take is that the Irish exit is a way to avoid the Irish goodbye.
A lot of this takes me back to one of my first office jobs when I was, I don't know, 23, 24, and I made so many of these mistakes, and they still mortify me thinking about them. Why doesn't anyone ever tell us how to act in an office?
Well, I think we forget, you know, once we become comfortable in an office, I think we forget how difficult it is for, you know, I'll see sometimes interns at the magazine, And you really have to empathize. And that takes a little bit of effort because you just have to remember this is a very, very strange place for them. They don't know what the rules are. And the first day can seem so, so difficult. And
so long.
It's so long. But what you have to understand is that it doesn't matter. It's just a rite of passage the first day. And I think the tip is almost don't worry about it. You know, it all starts over on the second day.
You have a lot of things in this book that are written in a comical, brash style, but have more serious undercurrents in them. I'm thinking about how to be in a meeting where the tips are essentially shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Right.
Speak quickly.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And I'm happy to hear you describe the book that way because part of this book is it's a sort of satire in a way. But I think I can't help it because the workplace is so bizarre and so awkward, you know. And we spend time with these people who we didn't normally choose to spend time with. And we spend sometimes more time with them than our families. But these relationships are incredibly important. And to the extent that there is anxiety related to, you know, some of these awkward situations, and to the extent that you're still cringing about a situation 8 years later, that is serious. You know, I think that stuff is actually really serious because I think it can get in the way of you doing your best job and also having meaningful relationships with people.
Ross McCammon, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.